It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
It's a good life. You know that you can't improve upon the life that God has given each of us. Whether you know Him as Savior or not, you have to admit that God has given us the ability to breathe the air that He's made. He's given us the ability to eat what He's placed upon this earth for us to eat. And, you know, the Lord is so good that there is no way that we can outdo the Lord. And there's no way that we're ever going to be able to repay Him for what He's done for us and what He's doing and what He's going to do for us in the future. Now, in the book of Ecclesiastes, we're going to pick up with chapter 11 today. And let me say this, that if you've missed any of these studies, listen for the end of the program today and get an address there that you could write to us, and you could request the full section of Scripture on Ecclesiastes. Just request the study of Ecclesiastes or something to that effect, and we'll be glad to send you the study. And sometimes it's hard to really get everything as you listen to a program, and you hear this today and that tomorrow and so forth and so on. But if you have it right in front of you, you can study as much and as long as you want to as you read along. So if you would like a copy of the study on Ecclesiastes, simply listen to the address given at the end of the program, and you'll be able to receive that. We'll send that to you absolutely free. Now, today we want to look in chapter 11 of Ecclesiastes, and first of all, see the objectives in studying this chapter is first to appreciate the value of benevolence and diligence in preparing for the future, and then to glean what counsel the preacher offers for those who are young. Well, first of all, we see in verses 1 through 8 the value of benevolence and diligence. In verses 1 and 2, we see an exhortation to share, and there are certain things that we need to be sharing today. Verse 1 says, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days." Not only are we to, help our brothers and sisters in Christ, we're to help those other people outside the church. We begin with our brothers and sisters, helping them, and then I believe it goes beyond that. We need to help those who are less fortunate and to help them to receive things that's necessary for them to live. And once again, God blesses that, and we're able to reach people for the Lord as a result of being kind and gracious. But I believe this verse goes further than that when it says, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days." I believe what it's saying here, not only give out physical food, but spread the word of God. Spread the word. In 1 Thessalonians 1:8 it says, "For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything." These people, they spoke the word of God, and it spread, I would say, like wildfire in the early church. And these people, not only in Macedonia, received the word, and in Achaia, but also in every place, according to what is being said in 1 Thessalonians 1:8. They were spreading the word. They cast the bread upon the waters, and as a result, the verse tells us they found it because people were getting saved. There was a result of spreading the word of God. And the result of verse 1 is redeemed lives. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10 it says, "Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food," and that is the word of God, the bread of life, the bread, the teaching that comes from the word. It says, "Both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness." Do you want your life to be blessed? Sow the word of God. Do you want to see results of your Christian life? Sow the word of God. Give out the word of God. Pass it on. In Isaiah 55:10 it says, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." And we read on in 2 Thessalonians 3:13, it says, "But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing." Sometimes we get a little weary as a Christian giving out the word. Sometimes we don't see a result right away, but we're not to stop. We're not to just give up. but we're to keep on going on. Be not weary in well-doing. And then Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Keep on going. Do the work of God. Give out the word. And as that verse says there, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. God will bless as you give out his word. Notice verse 2 now in Ecclesiastes 11. It says, give a portion to 7 and also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Well, this carries the idea, once again, of giving out the word of God. Share the word with as many as possible, according to verse 2. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, it says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Keep on going, it says. Share the word with as many as possible. And in particular, it says, share with 7. Oh, I believe that as we look at this and we understand that the number 7 is, many biblical scholars will say that's God's perfect number. That has to do with what God approves of. So I see here that we're to share the word with the godly. And that's what we're doing this day here on It's a Good Life. We're sharing the word with godly people. We're helping people to understand what the word says. And let me read once again 2 Timothy 4:2. It says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Well, that's to the 7. That's to the godly. But you notice in that verse that we just read in Ecclesiastes, it also mentions the word 8. Well, I see here, and I look at this as we are to share with the 8, and that would be to the unsaved. Not only are we supposed to give the word to the saved people, but we're also to spread the word to the unsaved people of this world, those people who have never trusted Jesus as Savior. In Mark 16:15, it says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So we see in verse 2 of Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 2 that it's speaking of the 7 to the godly, spread the word, and also to those who have never trusted Jesus as Savior, and that is referred to as 8. Well, then, let me say this also that I mentioned earlier that, you know, we're to start with our brothers and sisters in our church, brothers and sisters in Christ. We're to help them when they're in need of physical food or whatever. That would be the 7. And then we're to help those people who have not trusted Christ, they are outside the church. In other words, they've never received Jesus as Savior, and they're not members of our local church. They're outside the church, they're outside the Lord, and that is once again the 8 in that verse in verse 2. We're to help them as well. Help them with physical food as well as the spiritual food that God has given us in His Word. Well, notice now as we read on here, the reason for verse 2, we see that it's evil. For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth, according to that verse. And then we see in 2 Timothy 4:3, it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. There's reasons that we give out the Word of God. And, of course, the first reason is that we give out the Word of God so others can find Jesus as Savior. But there's coming a time, according to 2 Timothy 4:3, when people's not going to endure sound doctrine. In other words, they're going to listen more to the things of this world than to the Lord. So we need to win as many people as possible to Jesus by giving them the Word of God, by feeding them the Word, and letting them understand that God loves them and that God wants them to stay by the stuff. In other words, they need to stick to the Word of God. They need to stand up for the Lord. Because there's coming a time when people's not going to do that. But you and I, as saved people, we need to do what God wants us to do, and that's to uphold Him and just let people know about Him and do what is right according to the Scriptures. In verses 3 through 8, I see an exhortation to diligence. In verses 3 and 4, it says, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Well, once again, some people said, well, what in the world is this talking about? I believe what it's saying here, you can't control certain things that happen in things around you, and you can't control certain things that happen in your life, according to verse 3. But you should not let the storms of life stop you. You need to keep on going on. You need to be doing what God has you to do, and that is to serve Him. Don't give up. Keep on going on. Don't let the storms of life stop you, according to verses 3 and 4. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9 it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. And remember, we read this a few minutes ago. Let's not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We do things and we say, well, where's the result? Or you know, I don't see anything happening or anything. But God's going to produce the results. Keep in mind that we're not the ones who produce the results. We simply give out the Word of God, and we need to trust the Lord to give the result. He is the one that takes care of everything. He is the one who feeds us from His Word. That's those people of us who are saved. He feeds us with the Word, and then the Word goes forth from us. We give the Word of God out, and God gives the increase. God is the one who produces the results. Don't depend upon yourself for the result. Depend upon the Lord for the result. We're simply vessels. We're simply people who are helping other people. We help other people find Jesus Christ as Savior. We help our brothers and sisters in Christ. We help them to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches that there are babes in Christ. There's people who have just been saved. We who have been saved for a while, we need to help those other people who have just been saved. And those people, maybe they've been saved for a while, but they just haven't grown in the Lord. Well, those of us who have grown in the Lord and we've studied the Bible a little bit and we've read the Bible, we may not be the best in the world at understanding everything about the Scriptures, but we've grown in the Lord, and we need to help our brothers and sisters. We need to help them to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. God uses people to help other people, and we need to understand that as saved people. Well, do you know Him today as your Savior? If not, you need to trust Jesus Christ right now. Lord, come into my life. Come into my heart. I receive You as my Savior. Ask Him to do that. Ask Him to save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13 says that. And if you are saved, trust Him. Keep on doing what He wants you to do. Don't be weary in well-doing, but keep on keeping on. Father, bless the message. Bless those who are listening in Jesus' name. You have just listened to Lesson 24 of Ecclesiastes. These lessons are taken directly from the Word of God, the Bible. I trust you haven't missed any lesson of our study of Ecclesiastes. God told Solomon to ask for what he wanted. Solomon asked God for wisdom. God answered Solomon in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 and verse 12. He said, "Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like." Let us ask God for wisdom and knowledge as we study His book, the Bible. Join me next time as we study Lesson 25 of Ecclesiastes.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.